shall confess to God. Romans 14, verse 11. The time to get that is while we have the opportunity while we live. We don't want to do it when he comes again. We want to be prepared. It'll be too late for me. Yes, they will bow to me. And yes, they will confess, but they should have done it when there was opportunity for salvation from when it started to rain. And some really think that before this time it had not rained. There was just a mist that came upon the earth. But before it started to rain, what these people thought. When the flood waters began to rise, did they realize their condition? And they would have begged too late to get home. Says the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. The long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. And that's 1 Peter 3:20. Turn over to 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, word not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants to save you. God wanted to save the people that Noah's done. And he said Noah to preach to them all those years, but they did not heed. And after a while, God's love, long-suffering was over. God's patience ran out. And someday, it will run out for us. And the end will come. We sang a song, Are You Ready for That Day to Come? Something else, as we think, as in the days of Noah, as in the days before the flood, and in our own day, it's a day of salvation. The same thing that brought destruction to the wicked brought salvation to Noah and his family. As Noah was saved from that flood, by the water, by getting into the ark. The Bible tells us the Lot figure doth also now save us. Let's think about that for just a minute. Both were saved in a sense by the water. Noah was saved by long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein he that his eight souls were saved by water. The live figure went to even baptism that also now save us, not to put away a filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Noah was saved by water. He was saved by water by staying out of it. We're saved by water by getting into it. Because we were baptized into his death. We're resurrected to walk in this life. The Bible tells us by faith that Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness which is by faith. Noah had prepared it just as God said it. If God had decided to destroy the earth with fire and brimstone at that time, Noah would have been perished with rats. But God said he's not leaving a flood. And the ark could survive a flood. And so it was ordained of God that Noah prepared it according with God's will. The Bible says that Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Genesis 6, verse 22. He followed God's plan. And friends, we must follow God's plan today if we're going to be saved. The same is true with us concerning the coming of the Son of Man. He'll bring destruction on the unprepared, but salvation to those who are prepared. Amen. Friends, we need to look forward to the time of the coming of the Lord. We don't know when it's going to be. important that we attend worship services, Bible class, and other activities to be reminded of these things. What I'm saying tonight is that we need to be ready whenever that day might be. We need to have the attitude of John when he penned the Revelation. In Revelation 22, verse 20, the Lord said, "Surely I come quickly." John replied, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord." What's that tell me? John was ready. That should be our attitude. We need to obey the gospel so that we'll be ready when the Lord comes again. In Noah's day, the people were wicked. They were busy. They had no knowledge of spiritual things, and the flood came and took them away. On the other hand, Noah's family was saved because of their faith. That caused them to heed the warning from God and to make preparation in accord to God's will. Today, we ask the question, are you ready, are you prepared to meet your God? Have you done what the Bible says to do? Not what I say to do. Not what Robert says to do or any other human. But what the inspired Word of God says. Without faith, the Hebrew writer says, in Hebrews 11, verse 6, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must believe in the cross. I tell you that. Except you believe that he shall die in your sins, Jesus said. In John 8, verse 24. Jesus tells us that we must repent or we'll perish. In Luke 13, verse 3, and also in verse 5. On the day of Pentecost, Peter told him, "Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness." He taught them to repent. I'm sorry, I'm quoting another scripture. He taught them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. Acts 2, verse 38. I'm glad I caught that. Now, Brainsley, you have that every once in a while. When you get 65 years of age, you're, brain may not work quite as good as it once did. So we must repent. Repentance is a change of heart that leads to a change of action and direction in one's life. Truly repent. Confess his name before men, whose help shall confess before men. Him will I confess before the Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10, verse 32. This heaven shall deny me more before men. He will not deny before the Father who is in heaven. Verse 33. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And we're to be baptized. this is his blood, my redemption, which is shed for many for us, the remission of sins. Was his blood shed because sins were already forgiven? Or in order to forgive sins? Certainly it's the case. His blood was shed in order to forgive our sins. And it is the case that we are baptized into Christ in order to have our sins remitted. I encourage you to do that tonight if you haven't done so, as we sing the song that's been selected.